Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We want to hold our tongues. Pull our punches, as it were, as conservatives, but not me.
Turn the other cheek, they say.
Not me. I will say what few others will, and that is, leftists suck. It's really that simple. Leftists, i.e., Democrats, progressives, rhinos, are the worst people on the planet, and they should be outlawed. Leftism should be outlawed. In fact, many cases it is outlawed. And that's why they fill our prisons. Leftists are the biggest existential threat to mankind. That is a fact. They blame everything else. Global climate change, white suburban men, I don't know, white farmers, whatever. They blame everything but themselves. The gun. Look at the Bidens. Joe Biden is a pathological liar. He's been one his whole life. At some point, you think he'd finally just go, okay, let me just stop. I don't have to be the top of every story. I don't have to be the life of every party. I can just not tell a lie and live a normal, mediocre life. But he can't. He's getting shot down in planes, negotiating with the best people of the world, passes every great piece of legislation, smartest guy in the room, strongest guy in the room, you name it. If you bring it up, Joe Biden's better than you. His career should have ended years ago. He was a clown in the past, and now he's a brain-damaged clown in the present. No serious argument can be waged against what I just said. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I will not criticize Joe Biden's parenting. Except to say this, many of his actions created Hunter Biden's problems. And let's be honest, Hunter Biden has to own his own problems, but Joe is the reason he has them. You look, if you're a parent, I guarantee you, if you've raised your children observantly, you go, yep, he got that one from me, honestly, or that's his mom. Or her mom, you see in your children what you've done, you yourself. If you tend to be argumentative, don't be surprised if your little kid is argumentative. Anyway, the reason why Joe dotes on Hunter is because he knows he created that monster. And I'll tell you this, people don't talk much about it, but Joe Biden is on the record essentially of saying that he can be bought. And he has been bought. And Hunter runs the family business. These are truisms. There's no question about it. And you know what? We are about to get bombarded with everything this crooked family has done. And as I said when it ended last week, you're going to finally start to see the left have to come to grips with what we've known. Now, let's not play checkers. Let's play chess. Let's start anticipating what excuses they're going to give. Who's going to give them and why? Because if you're playing checkers, you're thinking, well, we got them dead to rights and they aren't going to do anything. Are you kidding me, man? There is no such thing as backing a leftist against a wall, putting them between a rock and a bigger rock, you know, a.k.a. a rock and a hard place. No such thing. As they said in The Color Purple, ain't no such a thing. Ain't no such a thing. They fight like caged cats. Put them against the wall, and they're going to come out swinging. It's Trump's fault. It's Xi's fault. It's because of inflation. It's the dollar. It's the economy. It's the stock market. Whatever. They're going to blame something completely unrelated, because that is who they are. So stop thinking linearly and start thinking in 4D, not 3D, 4D. Who's going to be impacted and why? Start asking these questions, and don't ask it from a logical perspective, because if you think you're going to use logic, if you think, well, so-and-so is going to back away because he's going to think this, think opposite. Nope, he'll act like he likes him because of this, and then he'll say that, because there's no way to figure these people out. But we will. We will, but we aren't going to do it with linear thinking. What have we learned? We've learned that, I mean, if you really connect the dots on everything that's going on here, seriously, how is Joe Biden not impeached? What do we know about these guys? Far too much. Let's begin with this. The Attorney General, it turns out, helped the Bidens. I mean, here's what the New York Post wrote. AG Merrick Garland is an unnamed official whose sworn testimony before Congress is being challenged in a bombshell letter from an IRS whistleblower attorney that also alleges a cover-up in the Biden-Hunter criminal investigation. Now, let me just say this. If you're listening to this program, none of this is a shocker to you. You're like, yeah, it's about freaking time, man. Well, the left, who've been in denial, the first thing they're going to say, just so you know, is it's a right-wing conspiracy. They just want to get old Hunter. This is a lie. They're making it up. I'm just letting you know, they don't take it at face value. Don't think, oh, man, well, see, the truth came out, and now these people are really going to be up. Nope, doesn't work like that. This is not their truth. Their truth is the lie. They want to believe Hunter, so they have to rationalize something. And here's the reason why they have to rationalize it. Because if they understand the truth, if they accept what we've been saying, you win, they lose. And despite knowing with every ounce of the little common sense that they have, that one little iota that left is still possessed, because God won't take it away. He'll leave you with enough common sense where you can make a decision. Even with that, they say, I'm not going to let those conservatives be right. I'm not going to let those MAGA maggots be right, because then I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I don't know how to take it. I'm going to have to throw a tantrum. And then they act like little three-year-olds. And the only way it's going to impact them is if it hits them in the pocketbook. Well, Hunter Biden making a little extra money off of daddy and using your tax dollars that they're not paying, well, no harm, no foul. Doesn't impact me. So how do you translate it into something that they feel the impact? That's the trick in everything that you do with leftism. Is how do you make them feel the pain? And that's what we're going to try to do when we get back. Thanks for listening, folks. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Could you explain why Attorney General Merrick Garland is at this moment suspected of obstruction of justice?
Well, Merrick Garland appeared at an oversight hearing, and he was asked by Chuck Grassley various questions about this Delaware investigation into Hunter Biden that's been going on for 5 years. And he was asked specifically, does David Weiss, who's the U.S. attorney in Delaware, have the authority to get charges brought against Hunter Biden, tax charges, in California and in the Washington, D.C., because those are two jurisdictions where Hunter Biden lived when he was supposed to pay taxes. And Merrick Garland assured him, oh, yes, David Weiss has all the authority he needs, and, you know, I've given him all powers, and I'm staying arm's length away from this. Well, now we have an IRS whistleblower who contradicts what Merrick Garland said under oath. That whistleblower says that, in fact, there were senior DOJ officials in Washington, D.C., and in California, who obstructed his investigation into Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's alleged evasion of taxes.
It's like Watergate. It's not the break-in that got you. It is the cover-up.
It sure is.
Just like that. It's the cover-up that'll get you.
No offense to my buddy Stuart Varney, but this is much bigger than Watergate. Welcome back, folks. That was Miranda Devine, New York Post investigative reporter. And Barney asks, why is Garland suspected of obstruction of justice? And he says his group interfered with David Weiss being able to prosecute Hunter in the two states where he had tax evasion. Keep in mind, folks, this has been going on for 5 years. Think about what they did. When Trump and Alvin Bragg brought up this nonsense, how fast did they act? Look at any of the things that that involve conservatives, and look at the speed in which justice moves. And I use my finger quotes when I say justice. Look at the speed. But look at what happens with Hunter Biden. 5 years.
Well, we don't know if the laptop is Russian interference or whatever. We're not sure. It could be my laptop. Maybe it is. I'm not sure. I really think the Russians did it. Oh, yeah. We're going to cover the 51 liars, the 51 people. As I said earlier, start looking at how do you connect the dots. You connect the dots by saying, okay, well, first thing is, They lied about, and I don't want to go too far back, but of course they cheated to get Biden. And I watched another video of the election. It is so obvious they cheated. It's pathetic. It really is. And we, as conservatives, if we don't get onto that, man, forget about it. But just looking at what's happened here, we got the FBI and the DOJ, the entire election apparatus that cheated. Then we get to J6. They lied and they cheated again. Then when we get to everything that's come up about it, because this was right before the election when Hunter Biden's thing came up, the FBI decides we're going to hide, not let it out. Then they colluded with the 51 former intelligence officers to say, oh, well, hey, listen, it was Russian disinformation. Then they spread that line. Of course, the media spread it without any validation, no verification, nothing. They spread that, and I could go on. It's such an easy follow. Boop, 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 boop. You don't have to, you know, be a genius to go, okay, I see the point. I see that. Yeah, I can say, uh-huh. Yeah, it's not sneaky. It's not some Columbo plot. Well, Columbo, it is like Columbo. They've already told you how they did it. Now they're telling you go prove it. But it isn't elaborate. So both the D.C. and C.A., California, D.C. and California, people just would not let Weiss do his job, which is to bring charges against Hunter Biden for obvious tax evasion. It's not even a question of did this guy evade his taxes. You know he did. They don't want to talk about it. And it doesn't sound like a big deal. Well, he didn't declare as a foreign agent. Well, it is a big deal. Because what Hunter Biden did opens us up to all kinds of malfeasance as a country. Let me put it this way. There's a reason why these laws have been put into place. Because somebody screwed the nation over. That's why they do it. To us, I remember when I would do FAR, FAR-DAR, defense, foreign and defense, DAR. And when I would be doing contracts. I was a government subcontractor, and we would do FAR-DAR requirements. And I remember just reading these FAR-DAR, and I mean, it's extensive. They got it. It's like looking at a tax code. And the reason they did it is because somebody in the history of this republic has screwed us over. So they set all this stuff up, and it's whether it's look at the IRS code where they say you can do this, but you can't do that, and if you do this, you have to go to subsection this, that, and the other. It's just as complicated in FAR-DAR requirements for exactly the same reasons. People are always looking for loopholes. The Biden family didn't look for loopholes. They just did it. They did it. And as I've argued a few times on this program, if you're going to do something through your company, why do you need 50 LLCs bouncing around from country to country? Short answer is you don't.
We just finished reviewing the financial records in the Treasury. What I saw was over 2,000 pages of jaw-dropping information. There's basically an enterprise wrapped around Joe Biden involving not only multiple family members, more than we thought there were, but other people as well. Just a complete conglomerate of LLC shell companies where money was passing through from foreign countries, China, Ukraine, but many more countries than just those. There's a lot of information the American people deserve to know of the Biden family and the crimes they've been involved in. And the Oversight Committee has a much bigger investigation to do than we ever thought was possible. I just saw evidence of human trafficking. This involved prostitutes, not only from here in the United States, but foreign countries like Russia and Ukraine. This is unbelievable that a president and a former vice president, not only his son, Hunter Biden, but many more family members extending past Hunter Biden and his immediate family. We're going to have to really get to work. This is an investigation that needs to be revealed to the American people. And not only do we have questions about Hunter Biden himself, but this is going to extend into developing a web of corruption, a web of fake companies that's going to reveal money that came in from many foreign countries and went directly into the personal bank accounts of the Biden family, where they have financially benefited directly from Joe Biden's seats of power. And we look forward to investigating and exposing for this for the American people, and we'll see where it goes from there.
That was Marjorie Taylor Greene, the person I told you guys, the Republicans, you need a bad boy, so to speak. And I'm happy that Marjorie Taylor Greene exists. I'm ecstatic that she exists because I tell people she's a smarter AOC. You may not like everything she does, and is she the brightest person on the Hill? Obviously not. But you need people willing to go out there and say the tough things, and what she said is shocking.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
New USA News Update. Two big stories today about the people who bring you news and opinion on the two biggest cable networks. The latest story at CNN.
Don Lemon and CNN have parted ways. This is according to a memo that was sent out to CNN employees.
CNN's Oliver Darcy broke the news on his own network. Lemon had already tweeted that he had been fired and that nobody from CNN told him so to his face. The news of Lemon's departure comes about an hour or so after Fox News announced that it's parted ways with the highest-rated personality in all of cable news, Tucker Carlson. The former suburban Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed a man when she mistook her gun for her taser is out of prison. Kim Potter served 16 months of a two-year sentence. A new kind of COVID called Arcturus is popping up. The World Health Organization says it's behind a new wave of sickness that is usually mild. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have no sympathy for the Biden family and its enablers. Tough tatas. And for those of you wondering, what do we do? I'm going to tell you right now, you double down. You rub it in. Rub it in, rub it in. You remind people of their lies. Be bold in your declarations. I told you so. It's uncomfortable to confront folks, but that's what you must do. As I like to tell you, grab their face, shove it into your crotchular region and gyrate. That's what you do. You can't let these people get away with this. These people conspired across the board. By the way, 60 Minutes did a thing on Ray Epps. You should see this. Ray Epps says, I'm a Trump supporter, and no matter how they try to paint me, I'm a Trump supporter. Let me tell you what he is. If he's a Trump supporter, why is he not in that January 6th insurrectionist jail? This is a man that is on camera multiple times. Multiple times telling people, let's go into the Capitol. Let's go storm. It, not once, not two, not three, six, seven times. There are people who sauntered around looking at the paintings in the Capitol who are in jail, can't even get their lawyer to come talk to them. I mean, they're being treated like war criminals. And this man who is on multiple videos inciting people to go in and go riot. And you know who's standing right next to him? Another one of these lefties who's switched hats. Black dude, wore a Trump hat, and then switched again and became, you know, I mean, this is so easy. This is as easy as knowing that the cheating happened in the 2020 election, and they want to call you a denier. I'm a J6 denier that we had anything to do with it. You want to know why I know? Because I got common sense. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We've already proven the FBI colluded with the Democrats. Democrats made up lie after lie. They said Russian collusion. We know Hillary Clinton and her team did that. We know that the Democrats lied to the FISA court, that the FBI supported those lies. We know that the FBI worked in conjunction with the media spreading lies. We know that they were part of the Democratic National Committee's arm for misinformation. And I could go on. Then the Democrats want to tell you, oh, well, we set up this disinformation and misinformation thing to make sure that the lies don't come out when they are the ones spreading lies. And by the way, if you happen to report the truth, what did the Democrats do? They called you the liar. They kicked you off social media, etc. Let me make a point. Social media, the reason why it's important. Look, you don't have to do anything I tell you on this program. But here's what I will tell you. If you don't connect with the people that you care about on social media, like myself, on Twitter, Kevin Jackson TBS, or the Kevin Jackson Network, if you don't connect with us, we have no voice. If we have no voice, they drown us out. Let me tell you what happens to me on Twitter. If I say Joe Biden is the worst president in history, I'll get 20 messages instantaneously. They'll tell me how big of a moron I am. They'll call me a sellout. They'll reference my Fox stuff. It comes from bot farms, not real people. If I had 20,000 more people commenting and validating what I had to say, it grows and it grows and it grows. We have far too many voices that don't know what the hell to say, and they're out there speaking for you. And you come on this program, you listen to me, and you go, Kevin, you go, man. Some of you write letters, you send notes, etc. Simplest thing you can do, connect with me on Twitter. Join my pages on Facebook and then push it out. You do that, we start winning. I've talked to candidate after candidate, cause after cause, and here's what I tell them. You can dismiss social media. Twitter, man. Okay, Elon Musk bought it. But before they bought, I'm not going to get on there because they're silencing me. They're shadow banning. Let me tell you, I stayed on there. They had to kick me off. They will have to dress. As Clarence Thomas said of the Supreme Court, I will leave there in a gurney, Kevin. Well, I'm going to leave Twitter in a gurney. Because the minute you get 200,000, I got 50, 60,000 people. I had more than that. They kept knocking them down. They wouldn't let me grow. If I get a million people on Twitter, you better know it will. They will absolutely have to pay attention. There are people with a million, 2 million people, things on Twitter. For all I care, rhinos, slightly right-leaning leftists, etc. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to debate. They don't know how to wage an argument. They don't know how to push back against the left. And that's the reason why they give them a voice. Woo! Look, Kevin, we gave so-and-so. I'm not going to name names, but we gave this person a voice, this person a voice. Let me tell you, you've heard me talk. You see what I talk about. You know what I'm doing, what the things that I'm talking about. And let me tell you, if the word gets out about what we do, it's over. Game over. That's why I tell you, don't let them intimidate you. It's like people saying, well, listen, my vote doesn't count, so I'm not going to vote. Well, really? Oh, great. That's going to help, right? They demoralize you to the point where they don't even have to cheat because you just forget you don't want to vote. If they try to chase you off social media, you run towards it. Be like the police. Run towards the problem. This is what we have to do. And that's why I say be bold. Grow a pair. Yeah, even you ladies. It's okay. It's only temporary. You don't have to keep them. Oh, my goodness. Democrats more than interfered in the elections. They downright performed an open coup. Zuckerberg gave $400 million. I just told you the FBI was part of it, the CIA, the NSA, the media, social media, all of them part of a coup. $400 million into ballot harvesting. FBI running interference for the Bidens in their scandals. You just saw it. The AG running interference for the Bidens in their scandals. Mad about the timeline. When did we discover Hunter's laptop? In October? Did they mention it? Did they bring it up and say, this is a big deal? Joe Biden could be compromised. No, they let a pathological liar become president of the United States. And you know the sad part? That was the best they had. Joe Biden was the best they had. How pathetic is that? That alone should make Democrats go crawl down their rat holes. They got Republicans, folks, to join in a coup against Donald Trump, the sitting president. They're the worst. While I fought Democrats for a lot, I fought the Republican Party for doing this, for buying in. Why? Because they're part of it. Aided by two Obama-era witnesses, congressional investigators led by the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan have developed the first evidence that a letter from security experts that falsely dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation during the 2000 election had ties to Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Do you need any more? What do we need to overturn an election when we find out that former intelligence officials wrote a letter that was a lie? Zuckerberg gave money that went to ballot harvesting. We saw where they ballot harvested with Dinesh D'Souza's great movie, 2,000 Mules. We've got a media that protected the Biden family. We've got people that denied the laptop, knowing that that laptop existed. We've got an AG that wouldn't let people investigate Hunter Biden when we know this man committed crimes. We have a president who won't show his taxes anymore, who doesn't want you to get his bank records, says he's transparent but won't give you anything. So how do we get the records? The Chinese gave them to us. The Chinese. I don't know who they're an enemy of. It's tough to determine who's working with whom now, right? Maybe the Chinese finally figured out, you know what, the jig is up. We got to let this guy loose. We got to cut him loose. Well, don't worry about it. We got Gavin Newsom coming next. Who do we know we're going to get elected? Because they're going to cheat. But I'm not giving up. The algorithms only work for certain amounts before. Let me put it this way. If there's 150 million voters and 100 million of them vote for Trump, and the next guy that runs gets 70 million, you know, on the other side, that would trigger an audit, wouldn't it? In other words, if you overwhelmingly vote, what are they going to do? And I said this, and I stand by it. I say, stuff the ballot boxes. Do exactly what they did. Get the paper, go stuff the ballot boxes, put it in there. Force them to have to review the cheat. Get hackers. Hack the machines. Do everything they do. What are you doing? Oh, Kevin, we got to fight fair. I don't fight fair. You want to fight me? Let me tell you, I'll tell you right now, there will be no fair fight. And oh, just for the record, I want to say this because there are lefties that listen. I don't fight. You know what I do? I'm going to rip your heart out of your chest. I don't play. I'm too old to fight, is what I tell people. You want to fight, you go pick a fight with a teenager. You want to fight me, you better have your funeral plans in play, because we dying. This is too serious to be playing around with anymore. And you're watching these people cheat and cheat. They're cheating at the highest level. Christopher Wray stands in front of a committee, testifies before a committee, he lies. A.G. Garland testifies before a congressional committee, he lies. They lie about everything, media, all of it, but they expect us to take it. Well, game on, baby. We got more when we get back here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
Yet another statement that Joe Biden will not be able to walk back. We now know that part of the scheme of the Biden administration was
to plant these guys. Get these guys to sign a letter. Why? So he could reference it. So they could then make it immediate. Oh, it's all been debunked. Listen, it's not true. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. I love it. See, we live in a time now where you get held, you know, you're going to be held accountable. Now, look, we can debate, oh, is the mainstream media going to cover it? They are covering it. But to what degree? Debatable. But I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that they have to cover it. The manufacturing system of media is going to force them to cover this. Because the more you uncover about this Biden family and their lies, the more salacious it's going to get. And you're going to have to pick a side. Media, pick a side. Democrats, pick a side. Progressive, leftists, whatever you want to call yourselves, pick a side. Because let me tell you, the grassroots public is going to get this knowledge that the Joe Biden family is a crime family. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. In the next hour, we may do one segment that is nothing but clips. And it'll walk you through everything that's happened. I'm thinking about this. Go ahead and start looking at that, guys. But it'll walk you through. Because it's impossible not to miss this. It's impossible not to see the obvious thing that's happening here. Anyway, Jim Jordan said that he expects to release a report from the House panel of weaponization of government later this month that lays out evidence of the players behind this letter that Joe Biden and the Democrats orchestrated. And as you think about what them orchestrating this letter, think about what they said about January 6th. Think about what they said about the election. Orchestration. At the highest level, people say, okay, here's what we'll do. Remember, there's a Pelosi clip, undercover or, you know, off the record type of a clip where she's plotting January 6th, how they're going to handle it. I believe nothing these people say. He says, this was Joe Biden interfering in an election, getting the FBI, I'm sorry, these former intel officers to capitulate over this. He says, it was all done with politics. It looks like there were some real connections with the Biden campaign. For most of the last 2 years, the letter from 51 national security officials has been portrayed as an organic effort from the intelligence community to raise concerns that the emergence of Hunter Biden's laptop in the fall of 2020 could be tied to a foreign power. They all lie. It's Russian disinformation. It's Russian disinformation. It's Russian. Everybody, Russia, 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 as Trump said in the full clip, which we didn't play that. The laptop, post all of their declarations, was proven to be authentic. And the Office of the Director of National Intelligence had said it did not involve foreign disinformation campaign. That was when Ratcliffe took over, if you remember this. But before the letter was debunked, it was used to censor stories online in the New York Post and other outlets. Anybody that was talking about this, you were kicked off of social media, you were put in suspension, etc., etc. So we can honestly say that everybody involved in those companies interfered with an election. I want to see people going to prison over this. I'm not going to say that it is, but I want to see it. All they were doing was running interference for the Bidens. They knew that the Bidens were influence peddling. And as I said earlier, the worst candidate you could possibly pick was Joe Biden. And that's who they had to go to. They had nobody better than the worst. Now you say, well, Kevin, aren't they worse? Depends on how you look at it. Do you think Pete Buttigieg has all the baggage of Joe Biden? Kamala Harris, as bad as she is, does she have the baggage of Joe Biden? When they looked at their candidates, that was the best they had. He goes on, he says, investigations have derived valuable information from transcribed interviews from these two former CIA officials, Mike Morrell and Nick Shapiro. Says, it seems to me that one of the key players here was Michael Morrell.
that he was one kind of coordinating this, working this together, Jordan said. And then there are a few other folks. We've talked to Nick Shapiro. Mr. Shapiro, I think, was one of a kind of coordinating the outreach to the legacy media and how they wanted the story presented. These people admitted, look, we were part of the cabal. Morrell currently works as a contributor for CBS News, which, of course, didn't make any comment. Shapiro, who worked as former President Barack Obama's national security spokesperson before rising to deputy CIA director under Brennan, did not want to respond. He now works at a consulting firm. Jordan said the specific ties to the Biden campaign will be divulged in the interim report after additional transcribed interviews are completed. Now, here's what should happen. There should be articles of impeachment drafted, and they should universally accept them. Now, I don't know what the Republicans are planning, but here's what I will tell you. They're not very good strategists. But if they do it right, they will have this, the banking records, and all the other things, and they can impeach him. And then we need a media blitz that says, I don't care who you want as the next Democrat. They don't get it. Donald Trump, once all this comes out, should be the rightful president. Now, I will tell you right now, I don't think there's a path to do it the way they've done it. But there should be. If they find out that somebody cheated in an election and that there was election interfering, which we know there was, there should be a way that you can say, you go get the person who lost and you put them into office. I think that's only fair. What I will tell you is, this is a real problem for the Biden administration and the DNC. CIA director, acting CIA director Mike Morrell, organized 50 colleagues to sign a letter falsely claiming that damning emails from Hunter Biden's laptop published by the Post were Russian disinformation. And he is now sworn to this. I'm going to read this part. I've already said it, but I think it's so important. He says, in private sworn testimony, Morrell told the House Judiciary Committee that Anthony Blinken, now Secretary of State, was a senior campaign official who reached out to him on or before October 17, 2020, 3 days after the Post published an email from the laptop suggesting that Hunter had introduced his Ukrainian business partner to his father, who was then Vice President Biden. Morrell, identified as a potential CIA director under Biden, said he organized the letter to, quote, help Vice President Biden because I wanted him to win the election. And until Blinken's call, Morrell told House investigators he had no intention of writing a statement exonerating Biden. But he agreed that the conversation with Blinken triggered that intent in him. And at the 10:53 p.m., the night of the call, Blinken emailed Morrell a USA Today article claiming that the FBI was examining whether Hunter's laptop was part of a disinformation campaign. And that's how they got the ball rolling on this blatant lie that Joe Biden and everybody else has been propagating. And as you think about that, I want you to think about the blatant lies of Wu Flu, the blatant lies of the vaccine, the blatant lies of January 6th, the blatant lies of elections in 2022, the midterm, the blatant lies of the 2020 election. Remember the red wave that was supposed to happen in 2022? And they know what they did to stop it? They cheated yet again? Blatant lies. All of it. Morrell said he did a little bit of research on his own and he reached out to retired CIA senior operations officer Mark Polymeropoulos, and then they compiled this letter that was utter, complete BS.
Let's putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.